This is Buggy McCall with the Backyard Chicken Broadcast. The Cajun classic Sarama Chicken Show has only been running a few years, and for the past 3 years I've considered going. I guess the third time really is a charm, because this year I finally managed to make it. I left Astoria, Queens at the crack of dawn for a train ride to Philadelphia. There, I embarked on the 1,200-plus mile trip by automobile, driving in shifts, with my friend and regular guest, Sam Trayton, yakking it up, testing Sam's tolerance from my crooning to ukulele, stopping at rest stops to check on the 8 Sarama chickens in tow. Roughly 20 hours later, we were in Vacherie, Louisiana, baking in the sun and witnessing the tremendous effort involved in setting up hundreds of cages under the big tent to display the pride and joy of dozens of chicken hobbyists. I've seen a handful of chicken shows and competitions at country fairs and the like, but the excitement preceding a Sarama event is truly unique. I realize Sarama chickens get more than their fair share of attention on the Backyard Chicken Broadcast. But just as a reminder, Sarama are very small, 6 inches high and a pound, give or take, and exceptionally ornate, as well as sociable and easy to handle. This year's Cajun Classic marks the first year that Sarama are formally recognized as a breed by the American Bantam Association and American Poultry Association. When I first met Sam Trayton, he told me he was on board the Bucky McCall agenda of small flocks in every suitable space, which is pretty much every space, across North America for fun, food security, mental health, nutrition, personal satisfaction, aesthetics, and good times. But he was very clear with me that his main and immediate agenda was getting Sarama formally recognized as a breed. Breed recognition is very important to people who compete in chicken shows, but also to folks who care about chickens and agriculture. To be recognized, in a nutshell, requires that several breeders can demonstrate that they can breed birds that consistently show specific desirable traits, be they aesthetic or utilitarian. My interest in Sarama is that due to their size and temperament, they are an excellent choice for urban chickeners with small garden spaces, or even apartments, and neighbors very close by. With the breed currently lacks in egg size and productivity or meat production, they make up for in their ability to help weed, debug, fertilize, beautify, and add fun to small spaces in a fashion that is totally manageable for busy, cramped-up city folk. But I've also come to appreciate how cool-looking they are, and that they may well be the most interesting of all showbirds, and that breeding and showing them brings a whole lot of friendship and joy to the Sarama enthusiasts I've met. It's downright infectious. I can't say I'll never be tempted to try it myself someday if I ever get enough space. And indeed, where breeding other types of chickens would require lots of space, many of the most accomplished SCNA members I've met have relatively modest amounts of private land at their disposal, mostly suburban, but even included New Orleans, and they do just fine. As you can hear from the background noise I've plugged into this episode, it was difficult to get good interview audio with all the activity going on, and the background noises including roosters crowing and a hot Louisiana wind whipping through the tents. We'll have to profile the individual stars in later broadcasts. It was a diverse enough group, so everyone I talked to easily merits their own episode. Talk to anyone for more than just a few minutes, and the conversation invariably winds up at extolling the living legend of Jerry Schexnader. On the BuckyBacaw.org website and Facebook page, I've posted links to the well-organized and highly informative Sarama Council of North America, or SCNA, website, including the story of how Jerry invested considerable personal time and finances into importing a Sarama population large enough for breeding from Malaysia right before the close of the previous century and right before the closing of chicken trading borders. He then proceeded to tend his own flock, developing them to their finest potential, while also tirelessly working as a Sarama promoter, trainer, and organizer, and mentor of Saramaists, not only in Louisiana, but across the continent. The Brooklyn Eagle recently published an article calling Bucky Bacaw a chicken evangelist. If that's true, then Jerry is the chicken evangelist's chicken evangelist. I think what really seals the admiration chickeners and Saramaists feel is that he really knows how to ensure the cornerstone of the Bucky Bacaw agenda, which is having a good time. A lot of folks pitched in for this year's Cajun Classic, but what made it such an awesome event is that Jerry really knows how to throw a party. The traditional crawdad broil for volunteers the day before the show was out of this world, and the jambalaya and burgers, for sale at a very affordable price the next day, were all practically worth the trip alone. There was a raffle with over 150 chicken-themed prizes. You know I had to walk home with a few things, including 97 fertilized quail eggs, 13 of which Sam put in an incubator, and a half dozen of which I put under the broody hen at home. There was an amazing Cajun band, T. Kanai, who you hear in the background, and whose links I'll post online. They played throughout the day, and some very impressive dancers came and braved the heat in true Cajun style. And amazingly, nothing could upstage the spectacle of these gorgeous Sarama chickens competing for prizes. Of course, I'm a chicken guy, but honestly, I like chickens best when they're working in my own garden, either while I'm tending the vegetables, or even better, while I'm sitting under an umbrella, drinking a dry, home-brewed cider or a cold, unpasteurized, unfiltered sake. But take it from me, a Sarama show is one kind of chicken show the un-chicken-initiated might enjoy. At most chicken shows, the judges go from cage to cage, pulling a chicken out and checking out their feathers and carriage, maybe taking off a point if they get pecked, then putting them back in. You gotta follow around to see anything, and usually you still don't get it. Sarama shows are the only shows where the judging takes place at a table, on a kind of astroturf surface. Folks bring their chickens, and the chickens strut their stuff, and strut they do. If you watch carefully, you'll see that some of the really excellent breeders have little tricks, special ways that kind of put a little throw and spin in the way they put the chickens on the table, that exaggerates the way a Sarama rooster carries himself with his chest puffed out and tail all resplendent, and inspires the judges to strut their stuff too. I really love the way Edgar Mongold, Gary Overton, and Jim Atkins talked exhibitors through their decisions about how well a particular bird met the breeding, training, and show preparation requirements. I talked to the judges afterwards, and just like the breeders I talked to, each of them merits their own show, which you'll get by and by. The Cajun Classic is a volunteer-run event that, while it promotes the breed and the having of a good time to a priceless degree, definitely sets back Jerry and others a few dollars, not to mention the sweat equity that goes into it. It's far from certain that there'll be another one next year, but I highly recommend my listeners pencil it in their calendars for early April 2012, just in case. Maybe volunteer as a way to make sure the thing happens. Furthermore, there's the Southern Sarama Classic in October in Florida, and there may be other Sarama shows too. Watch the Sarama Council website and listen for me to keep you posted. This is Bucky Bacaw. I had a good time.
From my perspective, I want to remind you the top two things on the scorecard are what? Type and what's the other one?
Character.
So when that bird comes to the table, you know, we had birds that were kind of flying and not showing character at the table. Some of you brought birds to the table and they're at the top of the deck. They're showing. It's very obvious the exhibitors who work with these birds, and again, that's character. They got personality. You know, when I got birds coming up and looking at my clerk's diamond rings, and he's strutting around right in front of me, and he's got great character. That's a good thing.
Bucky Bacaw.